Your phone? All right, what do we got?
These overtime games.
These work? Yeah?
These overtime games just keep getting more fun by the day, right?
I don't know. When you have the lead in the third, you like to close it out. I know we've been on the fortunate side of the overtime wins here for the last little while. But we got to do a better job closing these games out.
Corner with the overtime goal, what allows him to be so calm in big situations like that and seem to come up clutch?
Yeah, that's he's been doing that all year for us, and I don't even know how to describe the move he made. It was in that situation he was in, to be able to have the poise to be able to pull that off, not only make the move around Dadonoff, but then to put it in the back of the net. It was pretty impressive.
How much will you, obviously the wins are important, but how much will you talk about the third period and holding the lead and all the kind of stuff that maybe you can kind of
well, a little bit? I don't know if like you can sit here and focus on the third period of holding the lead. Ultimately it was poor coverage down low on the first one and we gave a power play goal. And ironically, I thought after they tied it, we actually kind of played our best hockey for a while. But this just didn't start in the third. Like, we weren't defending the way we should be defending all the way through, and it just caught up to us in the third. So that was, that's how that went.
All right, that's been a little bit of an alarming trend for you here in recent years. A lot of shots, giving up, a lot of goals giving up.
Yeah, it's, we definitely have to go the other way. There's no question.
You knew about Yanni before this year, but did you know he was going to be such a big factor with the team, 53 points?
Yeah, we'd hope so. But he works for it, and that's why he is where he is right now, because he's a pretty dedicated player, and guys that work that hard, usually it works out for him, and really happy for him.
Okay. Kind of like how JT Miller's kind of fit in, especially with the...
Yeah, JT's done well. He's won some draws when we've needed him, and he's a big, heavy body that's really helped us, and he's chipping in with some points, which is great. You get more and more comfortable with us, but he's been doing well.
How key was your forecheck on a couple of the goals that you scored to get in there, establish yourself, create some turnover?
Well, that could be one of the best parts about our game this whole year has been our forecheck. What gets us in trouble is when we try to make plays and don't put ourselves in position to forecheck. I think you saw that in the first period. We were turning some pucks over at the line, trying to make plays, and we got a couple rushes early that we, we had some few two on ones and things like that, and that game opened up, and then we got out of the way we need to play to win, and we ended up winning tonight. But our forecheck's been our bread and butter for a long time, and when we're not in it, or we're late in it. Now we're not spending time in the offensive zone, and we just got to understand that it's a big part of our game.
How tough is that Barkov line to contain?
Well, they're good players. Every line's got them, but somebody's got to check them, and we were having a tough time doing it. It's just battle winning in the end. You got to win battles. We weren't winning them tonight.
It's 39 combined goals in the four games. You guys have played this year, is there something about the way things develop?
Well, both teams have some pretty high-end players, and the way they play, ultimately, like, we gave up some chances, but so they, and you give them up, some guys are going to score, but ultimately it's going to come down to defending.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.